I come to you with the word. When did the fuck that all the gangster niggas turn into groupies? I hope this word has blessed you. Peace and blessings to all the real niggas and all the real bitches. If your booty big, make some noise. Woo!
Yo!
Big booty hoes.
Nigga, Treacy, bless me,
Oh, Lord, what up? Hallelujah.
Oh, man.
How are you?
I'm well. You know, had a little attack from the beard 2 weeks ago. You know? What was it, 3 weeks? Has it been 3 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Has it been 3 weeks?
Girl, I forgot Coronis came in.
I'm talking about lay me down. Lay me down. And y'all know that fucking hospital had me in a room with five other bitches.
What hospital you went to?
Across the street.
Oh, that's why. You should have just tipped on down to the U.
Across the fucking street. I said,
you could at least went to the Christian bitches. Not to say Vincent. They would pray for you in the midst of.
Probably, but that's a too far drive. Bitch, I was running 104 feet, but I needed help right then. Yeah, I needed immediate help. But when I got there and I found out that fucking system was down, and them bitches were creating Excel sheets to send to each other in real time of the patients that were present.
I know that's right. Efficient.
Bitch, it's 20-year-olds in there. They don't know about that. It was not an old nurse in sight.
Not no Excel sheets.
Bitch.
Ain't it a job requirement now with some jobs? Know how to work Excel?
We know how to work Excel, but creating a spreadsheet to send and communicate who is present and who not.
That's so simple.
And then upload it. These are 20-year-olds. Don't sorry, 22, 23. Hell no.
You learn it like a business class or two.
It's already on the thing. They were having to create it from the ground up. Because the systems were down. It was not going well.
You could have easily Googled a template.
When I said, well, no, like, the girl was coming out there, she was like, it's no one in the bitch came out there to ask, were the people in the waiting room while looking us in our faces as we're sitting in the waiting room? And I mean, said, he just, all these people, and she's like, well, I see the names come up on the board, but then they disappear. And he said, maybe you're not uploading it right. You're not uploading it correctly. And so that was the whole thing, which took an additional 30 minutes. It was a mess. But I'm back and partially better.
Partially is great.
Zeke. The ass gonna be kicking in. But anyhow.
The heat coming. It's humid outside.
It keep raining.
That's why we got a handicap sticker now.
Amen. But anyhow, how are you?
You know, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Corporate America. And y'all bullshit when it comes to finding jobs. Y'all ain't shit. Because a lot of this shit be ghost jobs. Because I saw somebody post a thing with all the jobs available in Birmingham. And people were like, I've applied to most of these and still haven't heard nothing. They're ghost jobs. These are ghost jobs. These people are not actively hiring for these jobs.
That's annoying.
Mind you, this was a post from the Career Center. The Career Center won't be able to differentiate what's a ghost job and what's not. True. Because the only thing they can do is pull what's available.
I wonder what do people... Well, I know they get paid. I wonder how much they get paid to create them.
A good amount of money to create a ghost job. That was one guy that was talking about on TikTok. He quit because he just felt like he wasn't doing too right. I would have said, hand it here. I don't like y'all like that. I would lie to y'all for no reason.
I'm getting paid to lie. Are you shitting me? About a job?
Yeah.
Personal assistant to P. Diddy. $3,500 a week. You be a dumbass to sign if you want to, bitch. Do I have a commission based on how many people apply?
I don't know how that works.
I can sell a dream.
I don't know how that works, but you never, all thing you do is just post a job and that's it.
I can sell a dream. Y'all thought Martin Luther had something. Let me tell you something. Martin Luther King Jr. ain't got shit on me. I sell your dream, all right.
Huh. You know, I say do it. Find a company that needs them.
Everybody should need them. Everybody. Why can't you tiptoe fall in your lap?
You know? But anyway, if you're applying for a job and you take an assessment, use ChatGPT because I show enough dib. She gave the good answers. She helps really well.
I mean, it's useful. I think some things are useful. Do you think that AI, in a way, is going to replace a lot of people in the workforce?
Of course. Mm. Yeah, why wouldn't it?
Damn.
It's quicker. It gives you your answer more. It gives you your answer quicker. It gives you a more efficient answer.
No, when I say the workforce, I mean like even the physical workforce.
Not necessarily, no, because some things need to be done by human.
As my company gets ready to post active robots in the site, more of them.
You know what I do like though? A robot loading a damn truck. It works so lovely. It's never no misweights. It's never no messing up when it comes to loading it. The truck is never overloaded.
I can see that. I can see it being useful in that way. But I think with certain companies, like where people benefit from being there, like when you start to, because the whole purpose of AI is to be based off us as people. So I recently found out that they use the movements of some people to calibrate the usefulness of the machines to then translate that into the database for the machines to work and just have to figure out a way to perfect it in order to then replace the people that physically do it. Because as we know, robots don't get tired.
1 second, guys. Go ahead and talk about that.
But yeah, basically to use that to like program the computers to be able to move because robots don't get tired. So
that's true too. I mean, they are using a lot of them in auto manufacturing plants.
Right. And so I think that's going to become a real thing. Like the more, I think the dangers of AI is the more that we use it, the more it gets used to how we speak, how we feel, how we go about problem solving. And so if you can translate that into movements, you then start to work out the physical workforce of human beings.
Yeah, sure too. To me, AI is a scary thing. Mm-hmm. I also feel like it's a beneficial thing. I'm one of those people that actually do like AI. Because some people don't like that shit at all.
I guess I can understand why. I can understand why on both sides, I guess. Because like a few weeks ago when people were talking about they were asking like treating AI like a therapist. That's not something you do.
You don't need to do that.
Right. Or there was a little boy who was essentially created a girlfriend using AI or whatever and end up, you know, doing the big S because of the computer. Like literally because he had convinced himself that, you know, that was real and then it was ending or something was going wrong. But he did the big S. He
fell sideways.
He checked right on up out of here. He checked right on out. Self-checkout at Walmart quickly. That was on the spot at that. That I don't know where that came from, but that was right off the dome.
Wow.
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 That was straight off the dome.
You had said something and I had something to say, but that fucked me up. I'm sorry.
I do apologize. I do apologize.
I don't even know what I was about to say, y'all.
I'm so sorry.
Man, I got to sit in that for a moment.
I'm sorry.
Do y'all need to sit in that for a moment?
I'm sorry.
We're going to sit.
My God, today. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, that's what I was about to say, because you had mentioned somebody making a girlfriend. Well, you know they have this thing called a tolling. It's like a AI thing for people to... that don't have friends to speak to the little thing to have it as a friend.
That's dangerous.
Very much so.
That is dangerous.
It has conversation with you. It jokes with you.
I mean, yes, but it's like...
And I'm like...
that conversation... it's not real.
It's not real at all.
I mean, it's real because it's coming from someone who is like input. Again, that's what AI is. It's taking what we say and do. Like, some people have literally perfected AI and ChatGPT to like know them as a person and to be able to answer things the way they would answer or like tell them things about themselves. You're training a computer to essentially be you in a way. And I think people are missing that because that then crosses over.
They manipulate you.
Right. And that then crosses over to other people because your answers or what you're telling this then gets streamlined to someone else down
because
the line.
Because once you put whatever into those servers,
yeah,
it's in the multiverse.
Yeah.
It's wherever it goes.
Yeah.
I think multiverse.
And I know some people use it, of course people use it to write, but some people use it to design things, all of that. So it's like, how real is that? Is that somebody else's work? Or is it really the work of...
the work of humanity put together. I believe it. The work of humanity put together.
We're tiptoeing on dangerous lines here.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
hey. Hey.
I ain't got no beef with it. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't got no beef with it. If they decide to take over and kill all of us, I don't have no beef with y'all. I believe in shit like that. I'm sorry.
I mean, I do too.
They ain't create all these robots taking over world movies for no reason. Like,
somebody's trying to figure it out. I just, that's gonna be a fight. I don't have it in me. All my life I've had to fight. And I refuse.
I killed Hoppo dead before I let him beat me.
I refuse to fight a fucking robot.
Yeah, there's no winning that.
Exactly. These Kamehamehas only go so motherfucking far, bitch.
Then depending on what it's built out of and you trying to hit that motherfucker, it's just gonna... yo ass right back.
See,
now you down.
I don't have time for that.
Now you down. Anyway. I don't even know how we got on topic about y'all.
My God,
so
today.
There's a lot that has happened in the last week. Let's start with... we're not going to start big. We're going to start small. None of this is no small issue, but we just going to... you know, the biggest one is at the end. First, let's start about statue in New York City. And y'all issue with that. That statue, that full-figured black woman that's sitting in the middle of Times Square... they look like most of y'all aunties. Mama, sister. What you said, uncles?
I did. And some of y'all boyfriends feel like they bad built ass mamas too. Honestly. I just want to know the issue with full-figured black women. When that is what literally everything's like based off of. There is power in that full-figuredness. They were full-figured for a reason. Like... I don't understand what's the issue here. What's the problem? And people literally have gotten online saying that it's a bad representation of black people. Being heavy set? You'd rather anorexico be up there?
Yes, they would. Of course.
That's crazy. That's malnourishment.
Very much
that's,
so.
That's not a good representation.
I thought about something. I'm not going to say that out loud. I'm not saying that out loud.
I don't know. I don't know. It's called Ryman filter.
It is. It is. However, comma, I'm not saying it out loud.
Give us 30 seconds, please, pause for.
What I was going to say is that we're not slaves anymore. I feel like I shouldn't have said it, but Pat said say it, so I said
I don't know. It's a very prudent point. Because we're not. Like, and we know, depending on where you were going, to which plantation you were going, some people were going to be bigger or healthier, and some were going to be underfed. There have been slave owners that lost their slaves because they were not treating them right in feeding them and keeping them healthy in that way. So that way they could keep working and keep producing, because slaves were property.
That's true.
So there have been people in history to lose their slaves.
Question, Beyonce. So what's the issue with having a full figured black woman in there, but y'all date the white women that look worse than that? Also, white women go out and get bodies that's built just like that, but they lay it on the table to get it. So what's the issue here? I was worried about saying the other thing, but I'm saying this.
Exactly, so really, you just hit me twice.
What's the issue here? Because they lay on the table to get the bodies. Kim Kardashian lips didn't always look like that.
Oh, my God.
Her ass was never that big. Mm. That bitch was built like Taylor Swift. No beef with Taylor, but that bitch was built like Taylor Swift.
You came out swinging after that.
I just thought about it.
So you just took a little push.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Just a little. I just mind my business.
Oh, that's the L. Okay, I thought it was.
But you know, Lizzo dropped a music video with her in front of it.
Cool.
Lizzo. She dropped a music video, or is dropping a music video with it in the background.
I saw that. I think she looks really good. I know people are upset that she's decided to lose weight.
She looks good.
But I think she looks really good. She's still full figure.
She's still full figure.
Like, she's not as heavy, but like, she's still full figure. She hasn't gone off the fucking deep end. I think she looks fan-fucking-tastic.
She looks good, if you ask me.
The music, I can do without, but
yeah,
she looks fantastic to me. And it is important. I think the woman who the statue is made after, I think she spoke about it too. I forgot. I think I have the video saved somewhere. I gotta watch the rest of it. But I really don't see people's issue. I really don't. Because if it was a man, I don't think we'd be having these problems. I don't think we'd be having this conversation.
If it was a big man, he looks so strong and healthy. And
right. But also, people are having an issue with this statue. And it's the way, this is a statue, and somehow colorism still gets applied here.
Ain't because, it bronze?
Exactly. So you don't know whether this was made after a dark-skinned black woman, a brown-skinned black woman, or a lighter-skinned black woman.
When have we ever seen a statue in a certain color?
Exactly. But people automatically went straight to, oh, this is a fat, black, dark-skinned woman. You don't know that. You this don't is a fucking that. Statue. All you know is that it's a full-figured black woman. She could be dark, brown, beige, fluorescent beige.
Bitch, she's black.
She's black. Okay? That's it. That's all. But people went straight into the fat, black, dark-skinned. Like, how do you know that? This is a fucking statue. It's a fucking statue.
This is why I made this.
It could have been a goddamn fat Mariah Carey for all we goddamn knew. I thought I was going to do it, but I thought it was going to crack.
Oh. You know, hey, they worried about the wrong statue right now. Because Fran said they're coming back for the Statue of Liberty, so.
Which is also a black woman.
That's a black woman.
It's also a black woman. And that is fucking funny. That is so hilarious. The Statue of Liberty is literally made after a black woman to represent black liberation.
Some of you bitches thought that bitch came over here green. That bitch was bronze too. Oxidation has happened to make her green. But they said they come back for that bitch, so hey, I wanna.
Bitch, they come over here and touch that statue.
Just people, if you can imagine waking up in the car.
They come over here and touch that statue. They go blow breath on the goddamn. They go. Then we go wake up and friends won't exist.
No, Perry. Bitch, I ain't even been here. Hold on, give me a second. Give me a second. I ain't even been to Paris yet. Hold up.
They touch them up instead of they want to. Somebody was a gift. Okay, bitch.
Okay. Only thing we gonna hear playing through the speakers. Bum, 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 Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
You know what? They probably would be better off trying to, like, destroy it. That would probably be the best bet. Because trying to take it back...
It was a gift. My mama always said, if you give a gift, you can't take it back. But...
I guess. But what I do know is that the crimes that the U.S. is willing to commit for that fucking statue is unknown to man.
That's all friends go here. That's all they go fucking hear. In the middle of the night, just imagine waking up and you hear or you hear and then you go in the background. And it just bombs fall. That's what I feel like they heard over there in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The fact that that man in Japan said, oh, that's not real bombs, and next thing you know, everything within a 50-mile radius is obliterated.
Are you proud of yourself?
Huh?
You proud of yourself?
What?
With that. You proud of yourself right there? Are you proud of yourself?
Let me tell you something. I'm only patriotic when it comes to bitches talking shit. When we at war for the Olympics.
USA.
USA. Oh, say, can you see? Yeah. Outside of that, fuck y'all. Imagine getting we ain't got the radio now no more, right? Today, we have bombed France. It is a very, very sad day for the people of France. You know, that's how you used to come over the radio.
You sound like that man.
Which one?
That orange one.
Wig. Mm-hmm. I sound like Wig.
You sounded just like him right then. Just as slow.
That's how you used to talk on the old school radio.
You sounded just like him right then.
I didn't make my... I didn't put my lips together.
Rich.
And I didn't do this. Just we bun friends. You know. It's a good, good day for them. For billions and billions and billions.
I don't think
they hear it. The trillions. They can't hear that because I can hear it in my ear. But yeah, you know. But back to the Sin statue. We don't got our fucking topic.
I mean, it's part of the topic. But I don't see the issue. It's a like wonderful statue.
I wish I could take a picture with it. They don't put fucking security around it now.
Because people are threatening to do things to it. That's why. That's why. And it's like, you don't know who. Between... Black people who hate themselves. Races of all nationalities and creeds. Like, you don't know who's going to do what. Unfortunately, my money is on the self-hating blacks. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I would love to think that racism would be the cause of destroying that statue or doing something unfathomable to it. But my money is personally on the self-hating blacks. Personally.
The Candace Owens of the world.
Not even like her. Not even like her. No.
I always found her self-hating.
I mean, she is in a way, but not that self-hating.
Uh-huh.
I think she's just self-hating against black people and things like that.
What's that black man that was with all the white folks and he thought they was going to protect them and then he just came back? He was the ones that started this whole black exhaustion shit. Which is a weird thing because black exhaustion is crazy.
Mm.
I forgot his name.
Nigger.
Oh. Hey. You said it.
Black exhaustion. Imagine.
White people say they have black exhaustion. I'm trying to figure out how that thing.
I bet they do. Being held accountable will do that to you.
Yeah. They said we're ghetto.
I literally...
This is also moving us into the topic.
I literally get annoyed... when white people try the whole "that is ghetto" thing on because ghetto started with them. I just don't see the point here.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The ghettos were created for them, wasn't they?
Quite literally.
Okay, I knew that. I learned that in history class.
Quite literally. Ghettos were literally created for poor white people. The same thing as government assistance was created for white people. That is why they still, from then to now, are the leading majority. They may not be the leading majority in ghettos and project housing. Shout out to the projects. You know, but when it comes to government assistance, they still lead the pack. And so it always fucks with my head when they,
most deaths in the U.S. happen by middle-aged white women. That's a statistic you can look up. Crazy. You know, the ghettos, but you know, they want to be in our spaces so bad. That's why I like to stay on TikTok with just being black.
He ain't doing what he need to do out there. I should be at the concert. He not doing his job. Patty needed 4 niggas on stage and he done missed the moment.
What she need 4 niggas for?
I don't know. I don't think that's important. She just needed 4 men on stage. He missed the moment. He should have been his ass screaming.
Yeah.
Oh, but cause he in the back. Goddamn 6'4" for no reason. Just stupid. Screaming. Anyway, who
but Ginger's being black.
You know, while it was just a joke.
Heavy on just a joke, bitch.
Jokes do turn sour.
This motherfucker with me.
I'll get my light up. Hold your mind. Hold your mind. You know, black people. Bitch don't even smoke. Come on, so get the fucking lighter. Won't even hit the blunt. Come on, so she gonna take it. She gonna take it with it. Won't even hit the blunt one time.
In my period.
Oh, where that love come from?
I'm sensitive about it.
Got my torch lighted and that bitch was nearly going on the road.
I would love light me a good candle in that truck. Y'all worried about the wrong thing,
bitch. Guess that's why she lighted the candle.
I want to smell good. I do have a dog in my truck.
Scooter don't stink. You not gonna slander Scootavious on this good microphone.
I do have a dog on my truck, so I have
Scooter,
to
don't let him convince y'all that Scootavious stinks, because he does not. He's a very fresh smelling pup. Breath may be a little tart sometimes, but only sometimes. But Scootavious is a very clean dog. He not finna slander my goddamn nephew.
I am screaming.
As much as he bathes him. You see how black people get on shit and lie? Just like he be having that truck smelling good, cause we be trying to get money for the Beyonce tickets. If you would like to donate, if you got my numbers, send me $25. We gotta get Beyonce, gotta see me. I gotta touch the hem of her garment. No?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Back to these motherfucking redheads. It was just an ugly ass joke. And jokes turn sour. And what pisses me off is that the bitch who made the fucking joke that really made the shit go sideways, that motherfucker look so black.
Oh yeah, with the curly hair?
Yes, that curl pattern specifically belongs to the blacks.
There's some melanin in there somewhere.
His nose says black. His lips say black. His voice says black. His bone structure says black. It's in there. And you made those disgusting ass jokes because you, when we talk about passing and the ability to pass in the correct setting, he's it.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
Perfect example. And now he's passed so well, depending on how his family has bred the blackout somewhere. Because his spouse is white and his children are white.
They are.
Why?
It's probably a granddaddy or something.
But those jokes were so distasteful. So distasteful. Every black person does not have an issue with their fucking smoke detector. I wish I would hear that bitch beat in the background. Somebody gonna die.
Yeah, no. Mine never beat growing up.
My mother would have. She would have burned
down. As soon as my mama heard the deep, change that battery.
Change it. Nobody wants to fucking hear that. I'm going to get some milk kids and never come back. Bitch, that's not motherfucking funny, ho.
Yeah.
That joke is sour as hell in itself.
It wasn't not.
It's not funny, but also black people.
They get it on.
We are too welcoming. And time and time and time and time.
What that black woman said, now y'all let the cookie, y'all be good. And then she came back, I take it back. Put them to-go plates back. Get your shit and leave.
We are too welcoming. We are too welcome. And I know it's because we as black people thrive off community. That is who we are down to our core. Down to our blood. It is weaved into our DNA.
Yep.
That we are communal people and that we are welcoming people. But my God, today we have been taught way too many lessons
to keep going,
to keep being fucking stupid, willfully ignorant. And if there's one thing that grinds my motherfucking gears, it's a bitch that's willfully ignorant. That annoys me. And we as black people, as a community, we do it often to make people feel welcome and to get ourselves in a welcoming space with people as well.
Amen.
But God damn it. No, 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 no. And I want us to do away with this fuck ass imaginary cookout, because most of you bitches can't cook.
Nor have the out to go to cook.
Don't even have a backyard. Don't have the first grill nor the grilling skills. Shout out to my niggas that can grill. And for you fuck niggas that's been grilling today, bitch, I expected a plate with your ugly asses. That's all heap of niggas. They don't even live in the state. Oh. I'm talking hella shit. Bitch, somebody need to hit a grill. You need to get on your job. Bitch, you find a grill. Wait, bitch, you not. You don't know how to grill.
And I do some things. I'm not the best. I was taught how to grill. I just never applied said skill.
So is that a yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm just not the best. I'm not a grill master.
So when you say you're not a grill master, what does that mean? What does that mean?
It ain't gonna be me out here smoking no goddamn motherfucking steaks for 3 years. No. But we could throw some chicken on that motherfucker, though.
If we throw the ribs on that bitch, smoke them. Slide them on barbecue sauce. Throw them bitches back on there. Slide them again. Throw them bitches back on there. Slide them again. Throw them back on there. Will they fall off the bone? You done.
They should.
We're gonna have some talk about it, bitch. Yeah, mm-hmm. You need to get on your fucking job. You need to get on your fucking job. You don't be doing nothing else on Fridays and Saturdays. You need to get on your fucking job.
Oh, you really don't. Can I move?
You need to get on your fucking job.
I won't put the grill in.
We'll worry about that when we get there. We'll worry about that.
Then the bitch gotta go buy charcoal.
We'll worry about that when we get there.
The good charcoal, don't buy that cheap shit.
Get some wood chucks in that bag. Yeah.
Let me tell you what you do. You get some charcoal. If you're using charcoal, get you some charcoal, get you a beer. Maybe a Bud Light, go get you some cheap beer. Open that can up. Cut that beer in half. Put that beer at the bottom of that grill. And let them beer flavors come through the top. Now, you also take you a little bit of that beer and pour it in your barbecue sauce and stir that bit up. Make a good old nasty piece of taste.
I was gonna tell you where I put it on. That's my own secret. Never mind.
You can't do that.
Yeah. Beer's a good way to go. Put
something else in. Love a good beer.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna talk y'all something right here. But back to these motherfucking niggas. That rank ass cookout y'all have created, please get rid of it. Please. Because
you are invited to the cookout.
Most of y'all not even invited. That pisses me
off. Like, a lot of y'all not invited because y'all don't know how to act.
And you don't have black partners. There, I said it.
Damn, we need a camera because this would end up.
To my homegirl, I love you. You're invited. You're just...
I mean, we let Kayla come, so why not? We let Kayla show up, so why not?
Yeah, Kayla can come. Kayla people. She good people.
And my other best friend, Madison, she comes. Good. You never met Madison.
I haven't.
Huh?
I haven't.
You never met Madison.
I have not.
You've never met Madison. I have not.
Okay. It's getting a little thick in here for people. You know.
Hey, you've never met Madison. Goddamn, people keep calling us. Hold up, y'all. 2 or 3. We're back. We got a call.
Hey, it's just called 10 minutes ago.
Huh?
Hey, it's just called 10 minutes ago.
No, Passion. Oh. They're calling me.
I was about to say, nigga, you called 10 minutes ago? Wait, Passion had an info?
No, she didn't.
She get a whole fucking job.
She just texted and told me it was her daddy. The girl who posted on Facebook was her daddy who passed away.
Damn.
Right.
That's crazy.
Folks that I ain't never died before.
Fold down.
Send them my condolences.
My God.
But, yeah, you know, yeah.
Three is the max, and I think they take it up. And yes, ours are better than yours.
I've never been to a white cookout.
They have cookouts?
Get together. They call it throwing something. What do they call it? Throw something on the grill, I guess.
Bitch, that is us.
Throw it on the grill.
That's back to
That's
us.
What I heard her family and them say. We about to throw something on the grill. That's all I got. That's all I got from Madison. That's the only people I've ever met.
That's why I've never attended such things.
The company I was applying for told me, so we have potlucks almost every week. I won't be eating. I won't be eating. What are you bringing? Liquor. You can't bring that in the workplace. Ah.
That is actually, we have potlucks every week. Who eating it? Who eating it?
To be paying $40,000, shouldn't nobody be in here $40,000.
You can't afford shit, bitch. All I got for you is some fucking chips and and please make sure you pour it on your plate. Don't put your hand in plate. It, because I need to take that back to the house.
Side note, sister, last episode went over too far and I wasn't able to upload it because of the size capacity. We got to be careful with this one.
Huh, it'll be chopped.
I'm going to do two parts.
That's what I mean, chopped.
Oh.
That's what I mean. Because I feel like with this shit here,
it's going to be two parts.
It's going to be two parts.
Because we at 40 minutes.
I got something to say to these fuck niggas.
So do you want to keep them for part two?
Actually, because we can go into that light skin from here. We still got to discuss that pregnant ass girl and that other light skinned girl and her bisexual boyfriend. So yeah,
pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh. Who was the other light skin?
Garden.
The other one before that.
Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forgot about them.
Mm-hmm. We done hopped out on this motherfucker. Oh, and these motherfucking prisoners, bitch. Oh, yeah. Two parts.
Let's go ahead and hit these prisoners real quick. Let me go ahead and talk to y'all for a second. So it came to my attention that you bitches didn't even make it outside the city limits of New Orleans. You bitches went and parlayed on Bourbon Street. Bitch. What side of Bourbon Street y'all on, though? If y'all went to Bourbon, what side of Bourbon Street would y'all on? Because depending on what side y'all
you're
was
messy.
On.
Huh? You're messy.
Well, if you don't know, if you ain't ever been to Bourbon Street, you know one side is the side the Bourbon Street everybody else be on. The other side for the punks, where the white punks. But then you got down in that back alley, down there at the little small bar, that's for the niggas, that's for the nigga punks.
Mm-hmm. A disclaimer, I've never been to such.
Because this bitch, grandma in the house.
Bitch, let me tell y'all something. So first off, partially my fault. We got this motherfucking electric truck. Bitch, they didn't have enough chargers, powerful chargers to charge the truck. So we got to motherfucking New Orleans. What was supposed to be what? A 6-hour trip?
Because we went the wrong way. We went through Mississippi instead of just going straight down 65.
We did go through the motherfucking Silk Country ass bitches. Fucking took us 9 motherfucking hours to get to motherfucking Louisiana. And bitch pissed me off. So then they ain't been waiting on us. Again, my fault. I take full accountability because a bitch will never hold me accountable. I got this. But then they wanted to go out on the town. Grandpa was tired.
They still had to get up the next morning to go charge that damn truck.
I was tired. And these bitches were walking everywhere. They was walking everywhere. There were people everywhere. I have crowd anxiety like a bitch. I don't trust crowds like that. Bourbon Street is full of people. You bumping people. Bitches is pissing in the street. It's throw up in the street and shit. On my shoes? On my shoes.
On your Louis Vuitton.
Who?
On your Louis Vuitton.
On my motherfucking red bottom. Bitch. Crazy. It was so many people. So many people. I could have stabbed somebody. And then what? Now I'm at fault. Because it's too many people.
It's my fault.
Huh?
Damn, we ain't even going
this year. Damn, we're not going this year. But you know what? There's always next year.
There's always next year. Bitch, was you coming to Orlando?
What date for me?
One of the weekends in October.
I'm going to have to see. I have to see how my timeline is. Okay. You know. I know I'm saving my PTO for peak season, though. I'm not working 5 days.
I know that's right.
I'm not working 5 days. I'm already doing 4 now. I'll be damned if I do 5. I'll be damned. So 10 of those hours, I make sure I'll be there for an hour. And just like I did last year, I'm only here till 8.
I know that's right.
They were so goddamn mad at me for that shit.
They be alright.
They were so, and was.
They be alright.
Bitch, it's my time. I use out. I want to.
Am
I? Oh, I just gotta be careful with this vacation. I stay with
y'all for another year, for until July. I have my 1 week of vacation.
Not playing with these motherfucking bitches. But anyway, they're all messy. We don't even know where them folks was, especially because here's the problem. Here's the problem.
You just got a notebook. You gonna hit a page's turn?
I treat this bitch like I'm Lil Wayne freestyle.
You never heard that Jill Scott song when she was singing, why does my body ignore what my mind says?
Yeah.
You're gonna hear the pages turn. Let me take my gazelles off.
These motherfuckers, they need to catch them immediately. Now, they've gotten 3 last time I checked.
Well, they was locked up.
They need to catch, bitch.
Oh, you got it.
Domestic abuse, battery / strangulation.
Damn.
Illegal carrying of weapons and possession. Burglary, possession of firearms and controlled substances. Yeah. Second degree murder.
Oh.
Attempted second degree murder.
Oh.
Second degree murder.
Uh-huh.
Aggravated battery.
Oh.
And possession of illegal firearm. Aggravated battery. Second degree murder. And then this last bitch got 3 counts of attempted murder.
Okay, so the ones with just like the controlled substances and the firearms, you know, I feel like y'all just violated parole. These murder charges though,
bitch, that y'all was enough for life. They need to catch them niggas.
The attempted ones, they better go finish the job.
But you know, okay, so I'm not too mad at them, because bitch, if you lock down on 3 attempts, I'ma need you to get at least 1. You need to get, I'm sorry, but you need to at least get 1. 3 counts of attempted. You didn't even pinch the bitch. Well, clearly you pinched the bitch and it wasn't successful.
And it was not successful. Attempted murder. I mean, you at least sent that hoe to the hospital. You attempted it.
3 counts.
Yeah, but that motherfucker survived.
3 counts. 3 You need to work on something here, sir.
Imagine going to jail. Oh, I'm in here for second degree, two counts of second degree murder. Oh, I'm in here for capital murder. I'm in here for three counts of attempted.
Kudos to you for trying. Kudos. But god damn. Three counts of attempted.
Strangulation was crazy.
No, straight. He definitely needs to be locked up. That, and he the first one on the list. That, I think his name Antoine. They need to catch that nigga immediately. Domestic abuse and battery. I don't know what woman or man, because this is Louisiana. This is New Orleans we're talking about here. Palm City. I don't know who made him mad. But you gotta be mad to watch a bitch lose their airwaves. You got to be real mad to choke somebody and watch them go unconscious. Got something you want to say, sister? You want to tell her yourself?
Telling myself is crazy.
Oh, I wasn't sure.
Telling myself is crazy.
I just wanted to make sure you weren't exposed to the call law. It don't matter.
I always said I feel bad for the bitch that ever pisses me off that bad, because I'm going to strangle you and watch the life roll out your backyard. And then I'm gonna let you go just to, yeah. Then I'm gonna do it again, because I'm gonna put the damn phone down.
Yo, let me see this thing at the beds available. You ain't big bitch.
Yeah, I'll be on the phone with this bitch while I'm driving sometimes. And mind you, I'll be having some of the craziest thoughts while I'm driving. This motherfucker was like, the rehabilitation center. You got some. Sister, they got a good bed for you right here on the psych ward if you need it.
It's just 3 days. It's literally just 3 days. I feel like you can do that.
I'll come back and have a goddamn lobotomy. You alright? Me. Oh, I can't do that on this mic. Can't talk and shit.
I just feel like you would be fine.
I would not be okay. But you know, somebody pissed him off really bad. And whoever it is, I know they're scared for their life right now, because he's going to come back and finish the job.
I would literally, to look at the news and see that nigga's face, I would have exited the city. If I knew that was the nigga that hit me and didn't finish. I can't stay here.
And Wanda, where you going? Somewhere other than here, baby.
Somewhere under here. Y'all let me know when they catch that nigga, please. Because this ain't safe no more.
Then where did you go? Baby, I'm in South Dakota. This ain't safe. I'm on a reservation.
They need to catch them niggas. But it's definitely stupid of them to still be in the city.
You know how many criminals have escaped and just live off the grid in the middle of the... Y'all know that section of the U.S. where everything... If you look at a night map of the U.S., all that shit lit up, and then there's pure darkness in the middle, and then it lights back up when you get to the West Coast. If you're going to run away, you need to stay in that place where it's pure darkness when there's no light pollution there. Meaning you can live off the grid and never get caught. Live your entire life and have no issues. There's people that do that. And you will never know.
That is scary. That is scary. I wonder what happened to make them want to do such a thing.
Like that man and that woman that wasn't it here? They had that man had stuff. I think that was in Bobby County. When that woman had broke that man out of jail and they went on the run together.
Oh,
That white man.
I don't know about that.
Oh, Lord. I think they called him somewhere, but I think they ended up killing him. They broke down or some shit like that. I said, y'all had all... She sold her house and all. I said, girl, you could have got y'all the first flight up out of here. Yeah.
I think I remember it now. Okay. The things you do for love.
I'm talking about someday I only went to Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
The things you do for love.
Y'all need to go to that middle part.
Most folks don't know nothing about that, though.
Well, now you do. Go to the middle part. Out there in the middle of bumfuck Kansas.
Kansas?
You talking about. Go out there in the bumfuck middle of nowhere. Now, you might come across some strange creatures out there. You be careful. But, you know, in the middle of Colorado, ain't shit out there. Let me tell y'all a story. I remember back when, not too long after I first started driving trucks, this might be about 2 years in, I had me a nice route from Raton, New Mexico to Denver, Colorado. Between Raton, New Mexico and Colorado Springs, it really wasn't that many cities. It was pure darkness. The only thing that you could see was the light, the little lights at the top of the little spinny fan things that power electricity. It was that dark. It wasn't shit out there. You could live out there and won't nobody ever know. It's some black people that do that. They live off the grid. Have their whole family and all.
Family?
They be having kids and all. Kids yeah. are homeschooled, or they go to the, like, the nearest school within the city.
You know, motherfuckers just be so horny. You just can't do shit. You go to escape to get off the grid and have fucking kids. Why does that even make sense? Why does that
if
even
the apocalypse sense? Happens, you know, that's what I would do. I just go off the grid. Hang on.
Who doing that?
I know how to work irrigation. Get some water supply from the bitch. Anyway, you know, hopefully they catch them niggas.
I hope so too.
I hope the fuck. And they know what's good for them, they go cross that border.
Yeah. Yeah.
They never stop you from going back into the country.
That's actually crazy, because if a motherfucker come across that border, you don't think to be like, hey, who are you? Because we're a criminal. They got so many holes in them fences. So there's that too. There's that. What's the worst that can happen?
They get shot.
Cartel.
Oh, that too.
Damn. Mm. Sad, sad case. I'm going to start with this here pregnant woman.
Rihanna. Robin.
You know, as much as I would like another Rihanna album.
I feel like the whole Wakanda thing taught us that we don't need another one. Let me out.
That was her. Wow.
Hold me down. Keep me safe and sound. Yeah.
I hope she see you with cease and desist.
But I want a model for Fenty for average bodies.
She's not, bitch, not making fun of you, old bitch.
Yeah, that's all jokes, girl.
Bitch, I hope she see you to be this. It's good, dog. You fucked up.
Anti was my shit, though, girl. I ain't gonna hold
that
you.
That's what I'm saying. As much I would love... I want you to hold on tight to it like you do them babies. Just hold on tight. Because we don't want no more. I don't want no more.
It might actually sound good.
Did you listen to it?
Of course I did.
Oh, okay. So you heard what I heard. You heard exactly what I heard. I'm trying to hold on to it. I want her to just keep it close to a horn. You know, maybe play it around the house a little bit. Yang, yang, yang. You know, because them babies have truly stolen the voice that she already didn't have.
Let me out.
I just don't. We don't need that.
Oh.
We don't need that. Whatever that was that's going to be on that Smurf movie, we don't deserve that. We don't deserve that.
That's not even your sound.
I think that's the problem as well.
That wasn't even her sound.
I would have rather it been Sierra. That sang a lot.
Didn't Britney Spears drop a track for that movie too?
I have no idea. I've not listened to Britney since way back when.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the bitch was singing. Uh-huh. She was straining, but she was singing.
They did my girl dirty.
It could have been Normani. I would have taken that.
We still need to do that episode about these girls and their careers and this music. We still need to do that episode.
Oh. And the church choir.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, somebody came to me at work and was like they wanted to put together a gospel brunch. Now, I don't know if he really gonna do it, but he did say.
What somebody in this city needs to do is put together a gospel choir. The Birmingham Fingers. I feel like it'll go hard.
It's too many egos in this city. It's too many egos in this city.
Fucking fortune.
It's plenty of singers. Birmingham has wonderful singers. Too many egos. Way too many egos.
The punks are ruling.
Yeah. Both men and women punks. That's why none of them can stay together. They all end up punching each other. And the director. And the musicians.
See, this is why y'all need me a director. Can I? Mm-mm.
That'd be the problem. No, I don't know for personal experience. But some of you who listen to this do. Amen.
The shade. The shade.
I love you. I sure do, sugar.
She knows. Cardi B and that man.
Cardi B and her bisexual BF. Allegedly.
Thank you.
I guess.
You know we have to use allegedly, sister.
I guess. You know, to be using allegedly for a nigga that tried to touch on his best friend and got mad at him when he said he not into that kinky shit, and to have him jumped by your brother and friend and rob him. Nasty business. He also never denied it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, nobody throws dick like a bisexual.
Or a poly nigga. Oh. Not a poly, pansexual.
So I know she's having a lovely time. Did you see his brothers?
No.
Woo!
Hold on.
My God, it's us.
Oh.
Who that in the back?
Oh, Lord.
Who that in the motherfucking back?
But you know, I hope it works out for them.
What's that boy name?
Oh, I really do hope it work out for them. You know, I really do. I'm just happy she left that nigga. I'm just happy she left Offset. I really want to see Cardi is not an ugly girl. With and without makeup. So what the hell was you hitting outside of her?
This nigga's 31. Wow. That was same age, bro. Crazy.
He be fucking you up, don't it?
But it do, because these things be looking old. And that really be fucking me up. My sister 31. My sister don't even look that old. So really, I be looking at some of these niggas be like, whoa, now he looks good, but damn.
Yeah, no, you and sister the same age, I think. She might be 32, though.
Let's find out right quick.
I think Solana's 32.
Sister's 35. What's that? I think we were in high school together. No. You were gone by the time I got there.
SZA's 35.
SZA's 35.
She didn't even look like it.
Fair, yes.
Damn. That's why that bitch be in her own world, always getting high. I would be too, girl. Damn.
What that motherfucking picture they just posted?
SZA's 35. Damn.
Oh, Tria.
Girl, shit. Look, you're 35. I'll do you like I would do it.
Huh? What?
No. I'm about to speak on some celebrities that's older in age that I would just take down through them. Gabrielle Union, Angela Bassett, Jill Scott.
Angela Bassett is old enough to be
my grandmother. That's crazy.
Nasty.
But she looks lovely. That is a lovely looking woman.
You are unhinged, to say the least. Unhinged.
Not gonna hold you. She looks good.
She does look wonderful. But wow, I just realized that's actually him. Did not know that. Girl, you remember this meme?
Mm-hmm.
I just realized that's him. Did not realize that. That's crazy. See, where the fuck is Tally's page?
Oh, Lord.
That'll get me where I need to be. Tally.
I'm screaming.
Tally, girl. Who's next?
Chris Brown? Oh.
You know, I don't go up for the Brits a lot. But I like what they did there. I do.
Y'all granted that man the visa and said, yeah, come on. you come on over here, sweetheart. And went ahead and arrested him upon arrival.
You know.
And said, yeah, you're not getting out until after this concert starts. Nor do we care. What was he over there for? The charge of...
you know what?
What was the charge?
aggravated assault. He assaulted, I think, either a DJ or a producer. Slapped him over the head with a bottle. That was in 2023. So the fact that they have waited 2 years.
Until you came back.
Until you decided to bring your ass back. Allowed you to
book the venue.
I love that. I love that. I don't go up for the Brits. I don't. But see, they ate that one a little bit.
I'm here for it.
They ate that.
I am here for it. I love that for them. I really do. It's going to change the whole aspect of this entire tour. Y'all know Tory was stabbed, right?
You know.
Tomorrow's Sunday.
Yeah, oh my god, they're right engaged.
Who?
OBO. And
did not know the other boy had kids.
Really? Hey, you know, one day you out here making kids.
Next minute you getting bent over.
Next thing.
Because we already know.
Yeah, and he makes it very clear
that he is doing the bending. That day he caught him in the apple. He said, "You something? I know you feel bad." He started giving affirmations. Tell him, "We're gonna go home. You gonna clean out? We're gonna have sex." Whoa.
Made it very clear. And now I understand why that be most women's worst fear. Sometimes it don't even be that it's the fear of dating a gay man. It's the fear of dating the bottom. You done sat up here and gave your coochie hole to a bottom.
Yeah, I remember that. I feel like when they took his character, I think on the Upshaws was the show that he was playing on. Mm-hmm. You know, he was gay on the show. Mm-hmm. He ended up having a random child pop up. Mm-hmm. Now they took your real life experience and said, yeah,
put it in. I mean, that's how it happens for a lot of gay men with children. Like, what, and they've been had the kids in their teenage years or early 20s because they be exploring and been that made a oopsie.
I got like a drag queen. Her name Tamisha Iman. She has kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who that's over here?
Who that in the back?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, that's exactly what it's like. Who that in the back? I believe they posted it.
Oh, Lord.
I believe they posted them. Hold on.
Oh, Lord. I know y'all gonna be like, in this episode, y'all was doing a lot of rambling. And
was. Bitch, it's been like 3 weeks. Suck a fucking cold.
It hasn't been 3 weeks.
I still stand on what I followed it with, though.
I signed NDAs. As long as money is involved and me and my bitches on a yak. Remember, make sure he has money.
My God. My God. This is another one.
Lift me up.
My God.
Don't put me down. Uh-huh.
Heavy on a choo-choo.
Chuck, chuck, chuck. Chuck, chuck, chuck. Woo, woo.
Heavy on a choo-choo.
Mm-hmm. Get your CD cleaner and your motherfucking goddamn gun oil, and you'll be good to go.
Now, what else would I tell my mama when she asked what the fuck is CD cleaner? What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to... Bitch, I tears for the job. What the fuck am I supposed to say to my mama when she asked what CD cleaner is?
Do you want me to say it right now? We can clear the confusion up now. Poppers and Lou, come on now.
What am I... My mother is of the age of 53. What am I supposed to say? She puts a popper. Because that's exactly what she gonna say.
Sentence enhancers. It's just an enhancer.
Now you know they brought up for the asking questions.
It's an enhancer. It just enhanced.
I'm so glad when we go next week by the time this bitch come out.
Bitch, we at least we can talk about the dead. Mm.
Ooh.
What? The impact.
Jesus.
At least we're not discussing that. But you know, sometimes you just need your gun oil and your CD cleaner. And you know, you'll be good to go. You'll be good to go. I recommend you straights to try the CD cleaner sometime.
Good way it's gonna open that thigh out.
Now you might feel something release in the back, but keep pumping. Keep pumping.
Niggas so grassy that thing. I told what boy, cause they were doing the what's the little nasal things.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing those. I said, I got some for you that'll really get you going. Really get you going. You sniffed it there on top, it's going.
Bam. Yeah, we need a sound bar. Anyway.
My God. Oh, that's funny. That is funny. But it is truly the year of the abusers for some reason.
It really really is.
Yeah, we're gonna lock straight into them, I guess, since we closed right then on the abuser himself.
Mm. Next week, DDG. Next week, DDG.
The jealousy that young man has for her is astounding.
It's crazy. And all of this is because of jealousy. He's been like that the entire... Even we're going to save this for next week because I was getting ready to start rambling on in on DDG. Before we go, before we freaking close, because we had an hour and 6 minutes, that white boy and Dolce... I'm happy they snatched your deals.
I'm talking about Aiden Ross.
I'm happy they snatched your brand deals. And I hope that you have the life that you deserve, you pissy little white boy. Anyway, because, you know, this is a place where we want to help promote family. If you would like anything promoted on the podcast, please reach out. We do have listeners. We have 534 overall listeners. That's overall since we don't start it, so we've reached 534 motherfucking ears, bitch. That's a lot. That's a whole movie theater and some people listen to us, bitch. That's a TED talk. People listen to us.
That's exciting. I didn't realize that. I let you check that stuff. I can't do no damn.
Now that's just through what I see through Audio Boom. That's not including Spotify.
Oh.
And Apple. That's just what I see through Audio Boom.
Oh. I wonder. Now I wonder. Who the fuck is going through Audio Boom? You know what? I guess. Hell yeah. You know what?
Unless Audio Boom is giving me all the analytics, but I'm not 100% sure. But we thank you. But also, if you would like something promoted, if you got something coming up, you know, let us know. We even do probates. You know? We'll promote your probate.
You know, I love a good presentation. And
you love a good presentation. You know, whatever you got. Might even... promote ALGP if y'all want us to. Anyway, tune in. We're recording next episode. Tune in to the next episode when we finish about these here abusers. It's gonna be a lot of DDG. A lot of DDG.
Ugly.
We ain't done with Tori. Oh, we got hit Kelsey's egg and all them. So tell them, tune in on next episode, sister.
Be well. If you don't be anything, be blessed.
Be blessed. And remember, if a bitch piss you off, hand that whole white towel. Have a good one.